The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I will get back to the story that I was sharing with you, but I just got a message from the parents of my buddy Ryan. Ryan is a 13-year-old. If you're a regular listener, you may have heard me ask for prayer for Ryan. He's 13 years old, developed a very, very rare disease, was in Children's Hospital for a long time. He has mostly recovered from that disease, but the disease took a terrible toll on his kidneys, and currently they are not working at all. He has to have dialysis, and there is hope that his kidneys would kick in and start working again. Otherwise, a kidney transplant is in the future. Just during that break, got a message from his dad. And nothing has changed. The kidneys are still not working. And if they don't kick in, then a transplant is in the works. 13 years old. Faith is strong. This family has endured this in just wonderful ways. I won't give you the last name, but his name is Ryan. He's 13 years old. And would you pray specifically that those kidneys would kick in and start working? It's not likely, but it's not impossible, especially with God in the picture. So pray for Ryan and his parents. They have just been an incredible testimony of God's grace, God's strength as they have gone through that together. So I'll try to keep you updated on that. I tell you this, listening audience, I have some of the most incredible people on planet Earth in my listening audience, and I mean that. Just unbelievable people in this listening audience. That's why I'm so privileged and blessed to be on this side of the microphone, knowing that you folks are on the other side. All right, I was setting up this story and took probably far, far too long, but it was making the point that among Methodists, as well as some of the others, the Bible believers of years past sent missionaries to Africa with the message that God's word is the answer and Jesus Christ saves and liberates and changes and transforms. And now the groups that sent those missionaries are now in need of missionaries. They need to be evangelized. But the story that brought me to all of this, the headline, Liberian Methodist say, divide in truth, don't unite in lies. I love that. I'll repeat that in just a moment. Here's the story. United Methodists in Liberia are rallying behind the denomination's separation plan into traditional and progressive denominations, with leaders in the North American church insisting that they must embrace God's truth above man's error, even if it means going their separate ways. Fascinating. Leaders in the North African church insisting that they must embrace God's truth above man's error, even if it means going their separate ways. Several amendments were pressed in a declaration during the Liberian Annual Conference in February in response to the denomination's protocol proposal for the church's separation. And the most important point was impressed as follows. And I quote, this is what Liberian Methodists are declaring. And I quote, for the common good of the global UMC, we support the need for an arranged separation, since we can no longer exist and function as one denomination, cognizant of the fact that it is better to be separated on truth than to be united on error. God bless the Liberian Methodists. We have heard for years, doctrine divides. Well, yeah, it does. And it's supposed to. Usually that's in a negative sense. Oh, doctrine divides. We have to be, we are told unity is the ultimate. Well, Jesus wanted us to be united. There's no doubt about that. But there can be no unity without doctrinal integrity. And as I said, these are the people that the Methodists 100 years ago sent missionaries to evangelize them out of their paganism, their false beliefs, their worship of wood idols and stone idols and multiple gods. And now they are correcting the American Methodist Church. So God bless them. And I just think that is an incredibly insightful way to stress it. It is better to be separated on truth than to be united on error. And by the way, it's not just the Liberian Methodists who have taken a stand for the truth. And most of you know this, at the last General Conference, the United Methodist Church as a whole, and this is the worldwide denomination meeting here in the United States, at the last General Conference, they adopted what has been called the traditional plan, which basically is the biblical definition of marriage, one man, one woman, in a committed lifelong relationship. That was passed at the last General Conference. However, the only reason it passed was because of the Africans and a few other countries. If it were just the American United Methodist Church, it never, ever would have passed. Because, unfortunately, sadly, tragically, the leadership of the American United Methodist Church has become apostate. But the good news is, those in the United Methodist denomination who are still standing on the truth of God's word now have a way out without losing their building, their property, their physical assets, as many PCUSA churches, many Presbyterian Church USA who have left that corrupt apostate denomination have lost everything. Well, nothing important, which is the truth, but they've lost their building, their lands, the furnishings, the things that they have paid for and sacrificed for. So the conservative United Methodists have a way out, and I hope they take it. It is now clear that the leadership of the American United Methodist Church has no plan whatsoever to return to biblical orthodoxy. To those who still believe the Bible, There is now a negotiated way out. So I hope that the American Methodists will follow the lead of the African Methodists. That's strange. Yeah. All right. We will take the final break of the hour, and then we will return.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, my goodness. This is too funny not to share. Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is rich. Most of you, I assume most of you do not watch The View. Maybe some of you do, and if you do, that's fine. I'm sure it's entertaining. But I'm never home when it's on. In fact, I don't even know when it's on. It's on sometime during the day. But if I were, I don't think I would watch it. But anyway, you know the wild, crazy, left-leaning ideology, philosophy, and politics of most of the panelists. They have one token conservative on The View and have for years that they usually abuse. Well, one of the wackiest of the leftists on The View, of course, is Whoopi Goldberg. Well, yesterday she was more wacky than usual. The liberals on The View were absolutely beside themselves with Super Tuesday, because they love Joe Biden. They love Joe Biden. So they were just flipping out. They were so happy. They were so grateful. It was wonderful. And they were sitting around talking about, isn't this great that Joe Biden won? And maybe he could have Pete Buttigieg as part of his administration, and maybe Elizabeth Warren as part of his administration, and on, just on, 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 on. And then Whoopi Goldberg spoke up, and she said this, and I'm going to quote it so you know I'm not making this up. You ready for this? I'm quoting Whoopi Goldberg. She says, "I'm hoping Dr. Jill becomes the Surgeon General. You know, his wife, Joe Biden's wife. He would never do it, but yeah, well, she's a blank of a doctor. In fact, she is an amazing doctor." Yeah, most of you know already why that's funny. Now, Joe Biden's wife is Dr. Jill Biden. Well, Meghan McCain, the one conservative, said, "I thought she was a doctor in," and Joy Behar said, "She has a PhD." In other words, she has a PhD, not an MD. And Whoopi says, "Oh, I could be wrong." And Sunny Hostin said, "She's a teacher." Again, the quote from Whoopi Goldberg. And if you listen, if you watch the video or listen to the quote, she's just flipping out. "I'm hoping Dr. Jill becomes the Surgeon General. You know, his wife, Joe Biden's wife. Well, he would never do it, but yeah, she's a blank of a doctor. She's an amazing doctor." Okay. And then there's this. Oh, my goodness. The left honestly knows no shame. They'll do anything for political purposes, including using the coronavirus. I just now, and I mean just moments ago, I got my latest edition of the Sojo Mail from Reverend Jim Wallace. Yes, the guru of social justice, the founder of the Sojourners. The headline on his article that I just got, Loving Your Neighbor Amid Coronavirus. He says, economic, social, and political inequality affect everything, including how we handled the novel coronavirus and who gets it. Really? Yeah. See, this is Trump's fault. No, I'm not kidding you. He goes on. I skip down a paragraph. As always, those who are in poverty, those suffering from illness, immigrants, and are refugees are the most likely to be severely impacted. These are obviously all groups of people Jesus calls on us to protect. Always a core gospel text for us that clearly relates to this growing health threat. First, the fact that enormous inequities persist in our healthcare system works to the detriment of efforts to contain and treat the coronavirus in the United States. Can anyone seriously doubt that there will be people who contract the coronavirus and pass it on to others because they're afraid of medical bills they cannot afford to pay? You dummy. Anybody can walk into any emergency room and they cannot be refused treatment. They can't. But Jim Wallace and the Sojourners, those selfish Republicans, people are going to die because of them. Oh, my goodness. Give me a break. Never pass up a crisis for your own political goals. You know what? I'm kind of glad we're out of time. All right, but we are out of time. I am so grateful you joined me this afternoon, this evening. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening. Like I said, I got a date with a beautiful woman. But please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.